What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Joe in Alaska, who's got a unique perspective, or maybe not so unique perspective, on this whole Paul Pelosi story.
Yeah, you got me?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, yeah, he breached two layers of federal security in an assassination attempt, but didn't bother to even check if Nancy was even home or in the country.
Yeah.
Anyway, all of these conflicting narratives, none of them make any sense at all. I don't think that this was an assassination attempt. You remember Gretchen Whitmer up there in Michigan? I think this was another phony kidnapping attempt by Nancy Pelosi. I think she set this whole thing up, and it went
I don't
so
think so.
Wrong.
It's too bizarre. Nancy Pelosi is, you know, she's a little out there, but she's not, you know, crazy enough to try and manufacture this scenario because it's that bizarre. I think, and a lot of people are in agreement, that while she was out of town, Paul decided he was going to have a little gay party, and he hooked up with this guy at a local bar, and they got back to the house, and things got out of control, and they got into an argument. And remember, whoever first called the police said that this guy's name is David, and he's a friend. So, you know, I think it was just a little lover's tiff, if you will. And Nancy Pelosi said, aha, I can use this to demonize those evil conservatives. And it's kind of blown back on her.
Well, yeah, it blew back on her in a big way because she screwed it up so bad. First of all, she doesn't even live in San Francisco. She lives up in Napa Valley. And
yep.
You know those cops are you don't know, but I suspect that those cops are illegal aliens. Just like 20 years ago, they had an exemplary cop on the Anchorage police force that was exposed as an illegal alien. And,
mm-hmm.
and the cops are totally bought off, and I don't know if the FBI was involved in this or not, but only Nancy could screw it up this bad. She would have gotten to, scream, oh, the MAGAs are trying to kidnap me, and my poor husband died. Well, I got rid of that, his problem. Anyway, that's my theory. As far as I know, I'm the first one to put that out there, and I'd like to hear what the rest of the callers have to say about that.
Well, given the bizarreness of the circumstances, I don't think this was created like the Gretchen Whitmer case. I think there was just an incident between Paul Pelosi and this other gentleman, David. And, Nancy said, we can use this. Never let a crisis go to waste. We can claim that this was an attack by a MAGA Republican against us, against the husband, against me, and we'll make the Republicans look bad. And it didn't really work on out. Anyway, Joe, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. The lines are open, 512-248-8252. And I am concerned at the violence we're already seeing out there, the nails in the parking lot, the white powder in Carrie Lake's mail. We don't know what the powder was. Hopefully it was just baby powder or coffee creamer or something. And because back when 9/11 happened, I was still living in Honolulu, and there were a couple of hoaxes, and there was one in the building where I was working where there was just this pile of white granular dust, and they were going to call the police department and the hazmat. And I said, it's coffee creamer, guys. You know, just everyone hold your chill. Anyway, there's a report that on Saturday, there was a woman protesting at a rally for New York Governor Kathy Hochul, who was physically attacked and choked by an unidentified male. So this stuff is really, you know, we're getting into brown shirt territory at this particular point here. Anyway, 512-248-8252. Now, interestingly enough, there's an article over at mronline.org, and they're basically going through what's called the National Security Search Engine, and they basically documented that Google's ranks are filled with CIA agents or ex-CIA agents. I don't know if the X really works. I mean, my understanding is once CIA, always CIA. And anyway, Mint Press has ascertained that Google has recently hired dozens of professionals from the central... excuse me. Sorry about that. Anyway, Google has hired professionals from the CIA to... work in highly political sensitive fields, wielding considerable control over how their products work. So, yeah, Google is a spook shop here. All right, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to John in Wisconsin. Hello, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello. Yeah, I was thinking about Social Security. Our raise are supposed to get the percentage, and that percentage, as far as I know, is not based on what your last check was. It's based on what your first check was. So if you got it started out with $1,000 10 years ago, that's what your 8% will be, you know, figured out.
I don't actually know for sure. All I do know is that Joe Biden is trying to act like this is all his idea, and it isn't. It's written into the Social Security law that there are cost of living increases, and the reason this cost of living increase is going to be so large is because inflation is at a 40-year high.
Right. And the thing about Putin, you know, when he had his bankers, his international bankers all paid off, he didn't have no national debt like we got or have now.
Yeah.
So that was one of the reasons they made a target out of him. That's too bad. Why he's doing what he's doing, I don't understand, but who does?
Well, in terms of going into Ukraine, you know, he's been very concerned that NATO is trying to edge closer and closer with nuclear weapons. Germany had reunified. NATO had made a promise that NATO would not extend any further to the east, and then proceeded to break that promise over and over again. And in 2014, the U.S. backed a coup d'etat in Ukraine that took down the pro-Russian Yanukovych and replaced him with a U.S. puppet, Poroshenko, and then eventually, of course, Zelensky.
Right, right. They want to get Russians fighting against Russians. They like that.
No, what they want is nuclear missiles in Ukraine pointed at Moscow.
Right. And, you know, when I was a kid there, it was about 60, 70 years ago, they set off about 500 bombs above ground in the world. So they set off a few more. I don't think they're going to worry about it because the bombs are a lot cleaner now.
Well, the fact of the matter is, if you have the proper equipment, you can still find radioactive isotopes from those above-ground tests floating around the atmosphere today. You know, some of them have very short half-lives, and they're gone, but some of the longer-lived isotopes, they're still with us. It's called the gift that keeps on giving.
Yes, it is. All right, then. Thanks a lot.
All right, thanks an awful lot. 512-248-8252. And lately, we have been seeing a lot of the liberal stars in the corporate media sort of heading on down the road. And the latest one appears to be Shepard Smith. He's host of The News with Shepard Smith. And CNBC is going to cancel his nightly news broadcast in the next few weeks. And media officials admitted that Smith's shows would cease to be on the air by the end of the month. CNBC indicates that it wants to focus on a new audience, but they've not specified what that new audience will look like. Well, I think they're probably realizing that they better start cozying up to the centrist Americans, or they're going to lose them. I mean, all of these corporate media outlets pushing this liberalism as hard as they can, they have really lost a lot of audience. And some of them have even resorted to faking their audience numbers to keep luring advertisers in there. All right. Pardon me. 512-248-8252. Now, a little bit of good news. Greg and Catherine from True the Vote have been released from jail. I think the powers that be realize that keeping them in prison is only going to make martyrs of them, and they've already got enough martyrs to deal with, including Edward Snowden, because the court just came on out and acknowledged that the war crimes that Snowden revealed were, in fact, illegal under U.S. law. And so Edward Snowden has been vindicated. Doesn't mean he can come home, of course. he's probably still a marked man. Okay, let's see. What are we going to do here? Down in Florida, I think I may have mentioned this on Friday, but if not, it's certainly worth a repeat. The Florida Board of Medicine and the Florida Board of Osteopathic Medicine have adopted rules that prohibit doctors from prescribing certain medicines or performing certain surgeries on minors who believe they are transgender. Okay, and I think this is a good step. Now, we've had these psychiatric experts coming on out and saying, you know, gender dysphoria is something everybody goes through, and eventually they grow out of it. And just leave them alone, they'll be fine. And instead, oh, no, there's money to be made with these puberty-blocking medicines and these surgeries and everything. Like, we're going to be rich. We talked about it last week, somebody involved in the investment industry saying, there's a golden opportunity here, you know, just mutilating kids for big bucks here. And anyway, 512-248-8252. Yep. And getting on back to the politics here, Donald Trump has released an ad for the midterms, basically highlighting some of the superstar candidates. And the video starts with Trump saying that next week's election is a referendum on Joe Biden. I agree. It's a referendum on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. I agree. And it's a referendum on Democrat Senate Leader Chuck Schumer. And the ad keeps on saying the radical left Democrat Congress is destroying our country. Trump said you'll elect an incredible slate of the true America First Republicans up and down the ballots. We're sick of the rhinos. We're sick of the, you know, the phonies and the fakes who just say and do anything to get into office and then sell out to the highest bidder. Alrighty. Meanwhile, getting on back to the war, the Pentagon is vowing to support Ukraine for as long as it takes, down to the last Ukrainian or last American. And again, another $400 million arm package going to Ukraine. And American arms makers are cashing in big time. You know, they're not as upset about private citizens being disarmed because they're still selling the weapons. They're just going to a different market here. So, you know, the war in Ukraine has spurred European countries to seek hundreds of billions of dollars in new weapons. And American arms manufacturers are stepping into the gap. They are the biggest beneficiaries of the increased demand, according to Yahoo News. Now, Ian Bond, director of foreign policy at the Center for European Reform, described the surge in the market for weapons as the highest since the Civil War. And so, again, war is a business. Right now, business is very, very good. Now, this is kind of a little weird. The Washington Post ran a story on Saturday that the U.S. government is privately encouraging Ukraine to signal an openness to negotiations with Russia, but for public relations purposes, not to actually pursue diplomacy. Okay, and sources told the Post that the U.S. wants Ukrainian President Zelensky to drop his official position of ruling out talks with Russia as long as Putin is president, which is essentially a call for regime change in Moscow. The idea is to maintain support for Ukraine from nations uneasy about Zelensky's stance on negotiations. Apparently, he's gone a little close to the edge, and some of his the nations supporting him are kind of getting worried about that one. All righty. And let's see, there's another story. This one was put up at the original antiwar.com, castigating the New York Times for still trying to bury the truth on this idea of Russian hacking. Okay, I remember Russiagate. The New York Times, which has this slogan, all the news that's fit to print, is still out there, you know, saying that Russia hacked the Democratic National Committee emails to help Trump win in 2016. And so it's been 30 months since they ran that one. And the only reason I can think that they're still pounding on that is that if the Democrats are handed a pink slip in tomorrow's election, they're going to make the same claim again. Oh, Russia did it. You know, Americans love the Democratic Party. Russia did this. China did it. Iran did it. And, you know, we should have another election 6 or 7 years down the road. All right, another article, this one coming on out of Russia Today, which seems to be a little bit more accurate about life in America than many of our domestic papers here. America is no longer a country where citizens are afforded equal justice under the law, as we are promised by the Constitution, because the nation's top law enforcement agency has been corrupted by politicized leadership and a woke leftist agenda being imposed from the top. This is coming from Republican lawmakers, and on Friday, they released a 1,050-page report. It was from the Republican members of the House Judiciary Committee. The report, which was gathered from 14 FBI whistleblowers who came forward to expose a pattern of misconduct, argued the agency is rotted to the very core. Now, for those who've been studying the history for a long of the FBI, no surprise there. I mean, going all the way back to Vincent Foster's murder, even going back further than that to the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the actions of COINTELPRO, we know that the FBI is really more of a domestic Gestapo than it is a law enforcement investigative body here. Okay, let's see. Let me scourge on to... Okay, hospitals around the U.S. are suddenly struggling to keep up with surging rates of respiratory infections among children, including respiratory syncytial virus, which is called RSV, COVID, of course, rhinovirus, and influenza 2. Hospital staff are feigning confusion, saying they have no idea what's going on. Meanwhile, censored scientists and doctors have long warned that the mRNA COVID jabs are destroying people's immune systems and that we're going to see an avalanche of infections as immune system failure sets in. And I'm hearing from local medical workers that all of a sudden business is starting to pick up in the hospital. Okay, let's see. A Democratic poll worker, and that's right here in Indiana, by the way. Indiana election officials removed a Democrat poll worker last week for allegedly pre-selecting Democratic candidates and pressuring citizens to vote for specific people. You're not supposed to do that. It's a tacky no-no. Meanwhile, Democratic strategist Hillary Rosen, no relation to Hillary Clinton, is predicting disastrous results for the Democratic Party. And she said they only have themselves to blame after repeatedly failing to listen to the voters in the weeks and months leading up to the election. Well, I don't think it's as cut and dried as that. I think that the Democrats and Biden thought that they could put on the illusion of prosperity and success in the middle part of this year, that they could point to and say, hey, we're doing really good. They were unable to do so. Okay. They were raising on a busted flush. And yeah, that's what's going to happen. Okay. 512-248-8252. And we're going to go to Sam in Detroit. And Sam, I'm going to have to take you through the next commercial break. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Yeah, I haven't called in and since called you when I was in Thailand, but I mean, how much time we got here before the break?
Yeah, no, well, we've got about we got about 30 seconds.
Okay, anyways, well, okay, I'll do the first two things, which is just a shout out to Peter. Thanks a lot for the update on your daughter. I really appreciate it. I was thinking about her for about a year and a half or so.
Mm-hmm.
As far as Justin goes, hey, brother, I'm not like him, but you could come over to my neighborhood and you'd be a rocking king and you don't have to go to Thailand.
okay.
As far as the election goes, we got an Michigan.
Okay, well, we're coming up on the commercial break now, so I'm going to let you catch your breath here. 512-248-8252. We'll be back after these few words.
Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com. S-U-S-A-N-A-S Secret.com.
Consider this. Dead people see only what they want to see. And frankly, most of us are still dead. Let me give you the lessons of gold and five easy lessons. Number one, don't buy it because you need to make money. You buy gold because you need to protect the money you already have. Don't ever look at the price as a barrier. Look at it as an incentive. Number three, don't buy its paper pretenders. We talked about that a lot. Buy gold. Buy the real thing in the form of coins and bullion. Fourth, don't fall prey to glitzy television or Facebook ads. Do your due diligence instead. And that's what I try to provide you with and have for 26 and a half years on the air and 30 years in this profession. Fifth, don't allow naysayers to divert your interest. Allow yourself the right to protect your interests as you see fit. Jeff Bennett here. And one of the ways you can do that is to contact Kettle Moraine Limited. Contact me by calling or texting me at 602-799-8214. 602-799-8214. You can also email me at kettlemoraineltd@cox.net. Let me help you protect your wealth and your family today. Once again, call or text us at 602-799-8214 or visit our website, sierramadreprecious metals.com. Be glad to help you out. Be glad to answer your questions. That's what we're here for. No pressure, just good, hard, common sense. The decision then becomes up to you.
Politicians and preachers once sometimes told the truth. We didn't throw war's first stone and sacrifice our finest youth. With no video games or cell phones, a house felt like a home. Children fought and played together and stayed upon a computer alone.
Welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're talking with Sam in Detroit about the elections, and Sam, just sort of pick up where you left off.
Hi, Mike. Basically, it's a big election in Michigan. Michigan is always, you know, in my life, I was born here, but I've been outside the country for a long time. But always common sense, and the Tudor Dixon has been touring nonstop up outside of Metro Detroit because of the rampant fraud that will probably take place tomorrow in the Metro Detroit region, especially in Detroit. People here, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm gonna vote red straight down. Not that I am happy about that, but that's what you have to do, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. We have a proposal though, number three on the thing, and it's basically taking away parental rights and, you know, making the transgenderism, you know, with without parental rights and stuff like that. So it's a very important initiative that must be shot down, no matter if you vote for the grandma killer or not. I mean, it's very serious business. And it doesn't matter anyways, because it's the Michigan State Legislature and, you know, there's another governor. I like Tudor Dixon. I've listened to her speeches. I listened to her this morning. I think she'd make a great governor. And I'll leave it at that.
Okay. All right. Well,
have a good night.
Yeah. Good night. And, you know, it is a complex issue. I mean, I'm in agreement with you regarding this issue of allowing children to undergo these treatments without parental consent. You know, I think parents should have a great deal of say over the raising of their children, including what's being taught to them in the school. All right, so thank you very much for the phone call here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. And I've often commented that politicians say what they think the crowd ahead of them wants to hear in order to get their votes. And sometimes it can backfire. Because Joe Biden was out there working in a liberal area that's all about green and everything, and he made a comment about how he was going to be working to shut down the coal-fired power plants. You know, we're going to have solar panels and we're going to have windmills and all this other fantasy stuff, which doesn't really exist yet and, you know, is not really a robust technology here. And Biden got, you know, a call from a major politician in a coal-bearing state, I think it was Pennsylvania, and said, you can't do this. And so the White House is trying to backpedal that particular mistake there. 512-248-8252. Okay, now over at the Strategic Command, Navy Admiral Charles A. Richard is sounding the warning that the U.S. should anticipate and prepare for a protracted conflict with China in the near future. I can't believe they're going to take on Russia and China and Iran all at the same time. I think it's very doubtful if they could take on Russia by itself in a conventional war or China by itself in a conventional war. But to take on both at the same time, that's utter insanity. It is really utter insanity here. Okay, let me find something else here. 512-248-8252. And now we've been seeing a lot of saber rattling, and the latest saber to get rattled is the USS Rhode Island. It's an SSBN. Is basically in the Mediterranean Sea. Now, normally the location of the SSBNs, the Ohio class, are kept very, very secret. But in this case, they wanted the Russians to know, and it's supposedly headed for the Black Sea. This is going to put a nuclear knife at the throat of Russia, and I don't think Russia is going to be very happy about that. But yeah, and apparently the USS Rhode Island arrived in Gibraltar on the 1st of the month and entered the Mediterranean Sea last Friday. The Ohio-class nuclear-powered ballistic missile submarine can carry 24 Trident II missiles capable of hitting targets 18,000 kilometers away. If I remember correctly, each missile carries 8 MIRV warheads. That's 192 warheads, and each warhead is about 50 kilotons. Those are the numbers for you right there. Okay, and all right, we've got another caller on the line, 512-248-8252. Al in Canada, what's on your mind?
Mike, I called to talk to you about power generation.
Yes.
A lot of people don't realize that, and I'm pretty sure this is in all across the United States as well, that, you know, when they look at these stacks, whether it be gas, you know, natural gas, oil, or even coal-fired power plants, they see this smoke, what they think is smoke coming out of that stack. That's water vapor.
Yeah.
You know, the pollution controls that are used now, I hear it.
Yeah, okay, just stay on the line. I'm going to come right back to you after these words from our sponsors.
Thanks, Mike.
512-248-8252.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the Internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Extendivite really works. Kate, great for bodybuilding or endurance athletes. I can't say enough about Extendivite. It brings more oxygen to your muscles while working out. I never bought this product for heart health, but to improve circulation, and I am not at all disappointed. I noticed an immediate boost in my gym performance, but I thought I would wait to review in case it was a placebo effect. It definitely was not. This is the most powerful supplement I have ever taken in 30 years of bodybuilding. I have taken everything. Extendivite outperforms them all. The ability to squeeze just one more rep or add just a few more pounds to the barbell depends on your ability to carry oxygen where it counts, deep inside your muscle tissues. The added benefits of heart and liver health I consider a bonus. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Xtendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
And welcome back to our show. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Al, in Canada, just pick up where you left off.
Yeah, I was talking about ways to reduce pollution, you know, in these power-generating plants. You know, these types of plants that aren't, you know, this green energy thing, they provide, you know, like base load, you know, for the city or, you know, for,
yes,
for the country. You know. So they have to be reliable, and they have to always be on. And I'm not even going to get into nuclear because, you know, when was the last time a nuclear plant was built in North America?
It's,
you know,
been a
30,
while.
40 years ago. So, you know, there's no point talking about that. But as far as coal is concerned, you know, this clean coal thing, well, I think what they're referring to clean coal is the sulfur dioxide is reduced in it. You know, it's a higher
low
quality
sulfur
coal.
And, you know, there's a huge amount of low-sulfur coal up in Utah, but Clinton declared it the Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, which means nobody can get at that low-sulfur coal. So American companies had to go overseas to Clinton's business buddies and, you know, buy their coal from them.
Of course they do. So, you know, there are all these the different scrubbers that scrub the SO2 out of the products of combustion.
Yes.
They have these big baggers, you know, these huge, huge socks. You know, there's just a huge room of these things to collect all the soot and all the other particulate.
Mm-hmm.
But in the end, you know, I'm a big fan of solar, but obviously, you know, during the day, it only works during the day. So like people lose their minds over this. I mean, look at all these idiots gluing their hands here and there and everywhere.
Oh, that's just ridiculous.
They don't even understand what they're doing. They have no idea what they're doing. The only reason they're alive is because of fossil fuels. The only reason they're here is because of that. And they just want to take it away, so basically that they want to just cut their own throats.
Well, yeah, one of the things I don't like about the environmentalists or the liberals is that their attitude is it's our job to point out where things aren't working and could be better. And then you say, well, what would you suggest? And say, oh, no, that's your job to figure that out. Yeah, which is a very lazy kind of position to take.
Well, they like to point the finger, right?
Yeah.
And projection. They're actually, you know, before I called in, I just saw a video on Twitter, and someone sent something to Bill Clinton about Epstein.
Yes.
Did you see that one?
Yeah, I did. I linked to it, in fact, and it's a non-denial.
Yeah. I think that, what do you say? I think the facts are clear or something like that, right?
Yeah.
So, it's pretty funny. The facts are clear concerning power generation. Hey, if you want to stay alive, we need power generation. There's no two ways about it. And windmills and you know, the way things exist now, windmills and solar panels aren't just going to cut it. The only way solar panels would work is if everyone that owns a house or even apartment buildings or even stores, every rooftop unit, like every roof should be covered in solar panels, but then you run into problems. You know what I'm saying? You could end up creating like a solar panel jungle. You know, in a city as opposed to a concrete jungle, which would be pretty much the same thing. You're trapping heat because of all solar panels, right?
Yeah, they get very hot.
You know, it is a double-edged sword. But ultimately, I think in the end, you know, maybe you know, a couple hundred years from now, if fusion never takes off, we're going to see more and more and more solar panels, and I'm hoping that it'll end up being up to the individual to put them on their houses and to reap the benefits of them and not, you know, some corporation or something like that. But, you know, I mean, who knows what's going to happen in the future?
Yeah. Well, I would like to see an efficiency breakthrough on solar panels because right now, there's always been talk about, we're working on 80 to 85% conversion efficiency, but the commercially available panels are still somewhere around 30%. And if somebody could make that breakthrough to 80 to 90% conversion efficiency in an affordable platform, then you'd really see solar take off.
Yeah. You know, Mike, I first learned about solar panels when I was quite young, in 1985. I think it was the fifth or sixth season of This Old House. They actually, Bob Vila did a tour of one of these solar power plants where they make these power plants. And, you know, it's quite amazing how they did it.
Yes.
How they were growing the silicon, right?
Yes.
And obviously that's come a long way. So I think, you know, as lithography continues to shrink, I think we'll start to see more and more efficiencies in the solar panel industry. At least I'm hoping, but I mean, ultimately, you're going to hit a dead end, right? I mean, there's just...
Yeah, there's going to be... Because there's only so much light hitting that solar panel. And, you know, the alternative approach, of course, are these giant solar towers with all these mirrors at the bottom that focus the heat to basically boil a fluid and drive a turbine in a more conventional sense.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, those big salt, those liquid salt...
Yes.
Thermal... steam generating plants,
yes,
which continue on through the night. But you know, like you got to be at the equator or close to it for that sort of thing.
I wouldn't want to try and put one in the extreme northern latitudes, but I know they have them in California because I used to fly over them when I was flying in and out of Los Angeles. You can just see them in the desert.
I'd be curious to see what kind of base loads on would be on those. I'm going to have to look them up. I would imagine, you know, at some point, you know, it's like anything else. I mean, you know, someone will try and push it and will try and get, you know, as much heat as they can out of that as quickly as possible. And eventually, you know, there won't be really anything left by maybe 4 or 5 in the morning or something like that. I don't know. I'd have to look at it. I'm wondering if it would actually produce a 24-hour base load, you know, source of electricity, and how much that source would be at what cost as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the big one, the cost. Because, you know, coal is cheap. It's dirt cheap. Gas is dirt cheap. Oil is dirt cheap. But obviously, you know, the powers that be don't want us using that anymore. They want us paying more and eating less.
Yep.
So, you know, we'll see what happens. Anyway, I'm looking forward to tomorrow. I really am. I can't wait to see what happens.
I'm kind of dreading tomorrow because of what happened back in 2016. But we'll just wait and see what's going to happen there. And thank you very much for the call, Al. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, I learned a lot about solar panels. I got to tell you that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, Mike, here's what I got to talk about. I want to talk about yesterday. I went to the Trump rally here in Miami, and I want to talk about what's going on tomorrow. We're 12 hours away from seeing what's going to happen with our country here, so that's going to be very interesting, you know what I mean? But here I got to tell you this, Mike. This is going on. I went to the Trump rally yesterday here in South Florida. It was the most amazing rally I ever went to, Mike, and I'll tell you why, because believe it or not, it started raining last night here in South Florida.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Donald Trump said it was the greatest rally he ever threw. It was right here in South Florida, Miami. And Mike, it was the weirdest thing. He threw it at the Dade County Fairgrounds. And I'm going to tell you real quickly, and then I'm going to go back to what I really want to talk about. Donald Trump spoke for almost 2.5 hours. And I'm going to tell you, Mike, he used the word 20 times. And you can look it up on YouTube on the thing. He called the Democratic Party. He said, I no longer call them the Socialist Party. I'm calling them the Communist Party. Marco Rubio probably gave one of the best speeches I ever heard a politician give when he's talking about what they're trying to do to this country, and they already did it to Cuba.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic rally. Trump even acknowledged it's probably his greatest rally. The man has balls like I've never seen as far as, I stayed through the rain, Mike. It started raining. It was a cold rain, believe it or not. And Trump kept plugging away right there on that stage. And there was, Mike, Miami, the Kosher Herald will not tell you what the truth is, Mike. But I can tell you there's at least 35,000 people on that fairground. It was wall to wall, Mike. And what they're doing, and Ohio's giving me the same way tonight. What they're doing to Trump, and that guy from Jersey calls in. He called in for 2 years bashing Trump. What is that? Mike, we got BDI Biden allowing our flooding of our country. We're being annihilated. This country's being annihilated as we speak, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? These people are not coming here. They're like locusts. They're coming to devour the whole damn thing. And we're going to talk about solar energy. We could talk about diesel fuel. We could talk about gasoline. But if we don't put our troops and seal that border, and Mike, I want to ask your opinion right now on air, on RBN. What do you think the first thing McCarthy should do on November 9th with this illegal immigration? Should they all go back to their country of origin immediately? And is it possible?
Well, first of all, whatever the results of the election, you know, the newcomers are not going to take authority until January. But yes, I think it should be a high priority to hunt down all these illegal immigrants and just say, I'm sorry, you have to come through the legal immigration process. There's only so many people we can let in. And, you know, you're going to have to prove that you're a benefit to the country. But this wide open border situation, you're right to describe it as an invasion.
Well, Mike, Donald Trump called it worse than that. He said this is worse than a military invasion because you don't even know where your enemy's at. Donald Trump, Mike, I'm telling you, need to archive that speech because he said it was his best rally ever. And, Mike, I'm going to tell you what he did. When it started raining, Mike, if you watched the YouTube video of Trump's speech last night, he's looking up in the sky and he's pointing up to the sky, praising God for the rain. He turns his head and he looks up into the sky and he points his finger up to the heavens and he's saying, basically, like, thank you, God, for letting me cool down. It was like Trump is acknowledging that God is trying
that's
to cool
a, that's
down.
A class it, act. Yep.
Yeah, it was a class act, Mike. I'm telling you, he said it was the best rally he ever had. And I will say this, all the politicians here in Florida, they're going to wipe the ass of the Democrats tomorrow, Mike. They're going to be wiped out here in Florida. Dade County will be the linchpin, Mike. Early on, if you see Dade County, Florida, swinging for the Republicans, you're looking at a massive, massive tidal wave, tsunami. It'll be a tidal wave. Because right now, people are knowing that all over, especially South Florida, all the way to Palm Beach, that the communists are here, too. They're trying to infiltrate the Democratic Party. They don't want communism, socialism, Mike. They want communism.
Yes.
And if you listen to Bumbling Buffoon, you can see that's what he's want. I'm telling you, Mike, all the politicians that spoke yesterday on that stage, they were so powerful. But Trump polished it off, Mike, in the end, because he said these people are not socialists. They are full-blown communists, and they're trying to indoctrinate our children to be in full-blown communists and to hate their own cultural identity. Hate who they are.
Yeah.
And it
well, I just found the Marco Rubio video, and I just put it up at What Really Happened. As soon as the cash recycles, it'll be up there. I'm definitely going to be keeping an ear open tonight to see if Trump does declare for 2024. Some people are saying he will. Others are saying he's not going to. And so we'll just see what happens here. Anyway, Tom.
Well, I think his son Don Jr., Mike, is throwing it out. He's going to run. Don Jr.,
He's done all the right things. I think he's going to run. Unfortunately, I think Hillary's going to run as well. And we already are seeing, pressure on the Democrats to not even consider Biden and Harris because they're losers anyway. I think they're going to try and clear the deck for Hillary.
What's your last point? I'll let you go. What's your last opinion on how the Jew vote goes down?
Can't say. I really cannot say at this time.
Can I say what I think is going to happen with Zeldin?
Yeah.
I think Lee Zeldin is going to get 65% of the Jew vote, the Jewish, all the different denominations of Jew vote in that state. I think he's going to get 65%, and I think it might just put him over the top. It's going to be very close, but I think Zeldin might squeak it out as the new governor of New York, which would be amazing in itself.
Well, I would prefer Zeldin win that one than allow Hochul to stay in there. I mean, what a mess she's made of the place. Anyway, Tom, thank you very much. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Dave in Maryland. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, what's going on, Mike? How you doing today, brother?
I'm doing okay.
Okay, cool. Thanks for taking my call, man. Hey, you said earlier Trump, he wasn't going to get any money from, the RNC anymore? Like the Republican National Committee
RNC,
wasn't going to fund them?
Said that they were not going to be able to pay his legal bills. Now they're kind of trying to soften the impact of that by saying that there's actually some kind of a law where they cannot pay his legal bills. And it certainly was bad optics for the RNC. But we'll see what transpires. I mean, obviously, if Trump does declare that he's running in 2024, there's going to be an absolute firestorm of lawfare directed against him, if not an outright assassination. The deep state is just terrified of the man and what he represents.
Yeah, and remember last time, because Rens Priebus, remember that guy?
Yeah.
He was controlling the GOP last time, remember, in 2016? He was controlling the funds and everything when Trump was trying to get nominated, and they were playing weird games and stuff. And then Trump, guess what? Trump, the first thing he did, he hired Rens Priebus. He hired that fucking guy I apologize, Mike. Yeah, but the first thing he did was he hired Rens Priebus, right? So maybe this time around, he'll maybe think a little bit different. Trump, that's right. Like he's not gonna put some of the people around him. I'm still here. Yeah, he's going to surround himself.
Yeah, well,
with
I'm hoping
again.
He learned from his first term that politics operates very differently than regular world of business here. If 2024 comes down to Trump versus Hillary, the rematch, I'm definitely going to be supporting Trump again. I do not want Hillary anywhere near those nuclear weapons.
I feel you, Mike. Hey, thanks for taking my call, man. I appreciate for letting me on and saying hi to everybody. I haven't talked to you in a while, man. We're having a good night. And thanks to Mike in the control room, the other Mike.
Okay.
He's cool, right? All right.
Pair of mics.
You had a good show today, right, Mike? All right, cool. And then the moon's coming up, right? What's it on? Is it going to be on?
Yeah, and before it sets, we're going to be seeing. There's going to be the eclipse, and Biden will be out there saying, "Vote Democrat, and I'll bring back the moon." All right, Dave, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines, 512-248-8252. Getting on back to the news, last week, Saudi Arabia came on out saying that Iran was going to attack us any minute. Bad Iran, they're coming to get us. And it reached the point where U.S. Central Command actually launched warplanes from the Persian Gulf towards Iran. And then, of course, it came on out that Iran was not actually planning to do anything. The Saudis were just trying to goad the U.S. into attacking Iran and kicking off that war for real. And you do have to be very, very careful about, what's going on. Now, this next article, this comes out of antiwar.com, and this one is very scary. Now, on October 27th, got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back with this story.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Wall Street wizards on the lam from a mental institution claim private retirement funds. Yeah, they are the best solution. But when the markets crash, we'll be asking where's the cash. Guess them folks in D.C. must be smoking Texas hash.
And welcome back to our show, last segment of our program today here. And there's a very alarming article coming out of antiwar.com. And it's talking about U.S. nuclear use policy. Now, Russia has a no-first-strike policy in place. The U.S. used to have one, but apparently that has now gone away. Back on October 27th, Joe Biden said yes, he would use nuclear weapons if necessary. 2 days earlier, at talks between the U.S., Japan, and South Korea, Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman explained that the ironclad U.S. commitment to defending Japan and South Korea meant that the U.S. will use the full range of U.S. defense capabilities to defend our allies, including nuclear, conventional, and missile defense capabilities. That means that the U.S. first strike policy would be triggered not just by an attack on the U.S., but by an attack on a U.S. ally and even some friendly countries that are not in NATO. You know, it's basically standing there, you know, growling in all directions and saying, you know, don't you, you know, anybody touch me. Let's see. Jake Sullivan has in recent months held secret talks with high-level Russian officials. The official said the talks are aimed at reducing the risk of the war in Ukraine turning into a broader conflict, and that Sullivan warned Moscow against using nuclear weapons. I'm far more worried about Biden uncorking with the nukes than with Putin. And let's see, the U.S. is flying the B-1B supersonic bomber over South Korea for the first time since 2017 in response to the air activity seen over North Korea. Now, the B-1B, you know, is nuclear capable, and it's very worrying that they're out there playing with all these toys, because one mistake and we'll definitely be in. All right. Let's see. Oh, it's another story here about this Manhattan rally for Governor Kathy Hochul. A woman was grabbed and choked by, at least two people during the campaign thing. Got to cool that violence thing down here. All righty. The New York Times had a front page story accusing Republicans of spreading misinformation about the Paul Pelosi hammer story, but refuses to address glaring holes in the narrative put forth in their own reporting. And, you know, the official story is this guy, well, you know, caller had it there, you know, got in its tighty-whities, broke into the house, passed two levels of security, and bopped Paul on the head. It doesn't really make sense. Most likely it was a lover's tiff that went wrong. And the police are covering up for the Pelosis. They're not allowing a mugshot to be released. They're not allowing the guy to be interviewed by immigration, even though he's an illegal. So, yeah, it is a cover-up here. Okay, let's see. Apparently down in Peru, there are protests in the street demanding the resignation of leftist President Castillo. This started on Saturday, and apparently his entire government is under investigation for corruption. Oh, there's the music. It is time for me to go. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Steve Elkins is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of workreallyhappened.com. Don't forget about the book offer for donors over $100. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't forget to vote. Aloha, America.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.